at KHD at the Brampton Fairgrounds. Everybody's heading out there right now. Did I tell you it's free? Free parking? Free entertainment? Hey, there'll be a car show, corridor competition, food and drinks on sale. Don't forget, this evening, this is going to be a nice event, and I think this event and the location fits well with my next guest coming up. It's at the Brampton Fairgrounds, and I've been telling you how beautiful it is out here, the farmlands, and of course the Brampton Fairgrounds, as you would see if you come out. It's a beautiful, beautiful area, open space, you can smell the rich farmland and the surrounding areas. Well, here to talk to me about saving the soil, my sister Kavita Sharma, a volunteer with the Aisha Foundation. She's here to talk about Save Soil, a global movement launched by Sadhguru to address the soil crisis by bringing together people from around the world to stand up for soil health and supporting leaders of nations to institute national policies and action towards increasing organic content in that contain cultivatable soil. Here to tell us a little bit more, we want to say welcome to Kavita Sharma. Welcome to Shabnam Radio. The first time you're here, I hope it would be not the last. How are you?
I'm well. Salam. Namaste. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, let's get straight into it. Now, we only spoke yesterday. You called asking if you can get some time to come on to bring some awareness. This whole movement was started by Sadhguru. And if you could tell us when this started and some of the activities that has been put on. I remember one that we carried live out in Guyana when he was there with Marshall Montano. But if you could give us from the inception, the conception of this movement, as far as you're aware of?
Definitely. Well, Save Soil, really, it's just a global movement that's been launched by Sadhguru for the purpose of saving our soil from extinction. On March 21st, Sadhguru, he set out on a journey of 30,000 kilometers. He got on a motorcycle, and he's literally been riding through 24 nations. He started in UK, in London, and he's riding his motorcycle all the way to the southern tip of India. So he's already made it over to India, and he's en route to the south. It's a 100-day journey that he is on, and that's going to culminate on June 21st. So today would be the 83rd day, I believe, of the journey. And really, why would anybody do this? Well, Sadhguru has long been a visionary on ecological issues. And one of the things that is very important and key to the whole Save the Soil initiative is that global leaders and influencers and regular citizens have the opportunity to gain awareness about soil health and to literally activate people's support for the movement.
And by activating their support, at least the final goal is that the policy makers, the decision makers, could put into practice some laws to help us in this regard, right?
Yeah, I mean, one of the amazing things was to see Guyana sort of take the lead and was the first country to sign on to a policy supporting this. I think the really important thing for us to keep in mind is, like, why should we take the soil issue seriously. And right now what we're seeing is that this is definitely the time to take it seriously, because the erosion in the soil is the reality, is that we're facing the most devastating situation in human history, which is the loss of topsoil on our planet. So if you think about this in a simplistic way, topsoil, Dharati Mata, as Hindus like to call it, Mother Earth, it's the top 12 inches or so of nutrient-rich part of the Earth. And that's where everything grows. So just to put it really simply for people that are struggling to understand, like, we hear people talking a lot about climate change, like, what's so pressing about this Save the Soil issue, is that really often we don't realize that everything that we eat essentially has its origins in soil. And this is often called black gold for that reason. It's a resource that's more valuable than anything, and it's right, you know, that first layer of earth under our feet. So we are very much living in a time where we have the opportunity to turn it around. By the year 2050 to 2070, if we don't do anything, the world could completely run out of soil that we could actually cultivate and grow food. So there's, to put it in a very crass way, if we don't take care of it, soil, when it becomes degraded enough, it becomes sand. So we can't grow food in sand. And so this is one of the things that the making this a global movement is that we want people to become more and more aware that this is not just about the health of the soil, it's about the health of us as human beings.
Well, some of the policies that they would like to see government put in place, because farming now is a big business indeed, and of course the small farmers are being removed from their land, and of course even it comes down to the science of the seed and the soil, and as you mentioned it, pretty much converting mass land space into desert, and how much land we have really that we could keep moving and shifting. So this is a serious issue, and I know one of your main objective in what you do in your community out in Markham recently is to educate the kids who are our caretakers, the leaders for this planet Earth, and some of the things you would like to see done. And again, I think not only educators, teachers, Sunday school teachers, but parents, the elder brothers and sisters, people listening to this program now, you too could get the kids involved. Maybe let them walk bare feet on the ground, let them connect, teach them about the fertilization process. So what are some of the policies that you are aware of that you would like to see, or Sadhguru would like to see, or this movement would like to see government adapt?
Oh, thank you so much for that question, Richard. It's such a caring question, because really this is about the children. This is about the future generations. And so it's one of the things that we really want to make clear is this is not a protest. This is an act of love towards our earth and the whole ecology that serves us. And kids are really at the center of that, because this is their world and their future. So one of the things that we've done is there's a whole education aspect where we've tried to develop relationships with educational institutions so that we could go in and talk to the kids. Recently out in Markham, we went and we talked to them about Save Soil and about the global movement, and we talked to them how to work with the soil in a way that teaches the respect for handling organic matter in a certain way that we can protect the soil from degradation. And I think little things like this go a very long way. The kids were very exuberant and excited to be a part of it, and we planted a flower garden with them. And one of the things that we've been doing is, you know, we want people absolutely to be dancing for soil, singing for soil, painting for soil, and coming up in the next little while is in Toronto. We're going to be having, or not just Toronto, but it's actually across the Americas, right across North America. We're going to be having walkathons happening next week for the purpose of really a final culmination of this whole Save the Soil movement. And if I can just share a little bit of information about the walkathon, for those that can come out, it's everyone is invited to attend. It's a 5K walkathon for children for children, adults, grandparents. It also happens to fall on Father's Day. If you want to make it as part of your Father's Day activity, there's nothing more beautiful than being outdoors and doing something together for such an important initiative. So we'll be starting at the Waterfront Trail at the iconic Inukshuk Park, which is a landmark representative spot of for the First Nations, who are very much in alignment with, you know, the awareness of what the soil gives to us. And then we'll walk on the Waterfront Trail, pass through another iconic location, which is the Toronto Music Garden, and make a loop at the harborfront, pass by boats and ferries, and then return to the Inukshuk Park. And that event starts next Sunday at 9 a.m.
And the address for the Inukshuk Park?
Sorry?
The address where you'd be starting?
I don't have that in front of me right now, okay. Which I should.
So for us, those of us who don't know where it is.
Yes, it's the Inukshuk Park in Toronto. I'm sure if you Googled it, you can find that.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's an iconic spot in Toronto where the walkathon will start at 9 a.m. If you want to come a little bit early, you can, bring your friends and family and come out and support the initiative to save the soil.
Well, I think it's a great cause indeed, and this, as you said, it culminates on that walk, but I think the conversation must continue, and of course, the public relation efforts that you all are bringing to the forefront will continue from here on. June 21st is, I believe, it's the beginning of summer and another season, and we want you to remember, please continue this summer to teach the children about the soil, educate them. Is there a number if someone were to reach you to find out more, how they can get involved or team up with you on your efforts?
Well, definitely. Everyone is invited to get involved. You could just go to www.savesoil.org or at Conscious Planet, and everything that you need to know about the hashtag Save Soil will be available to you there because it is a global initiative. You could sign up to be an Earth Buddy look for your city that you're in, and you'd be able to identify what are the events going on for Save Soil, because there are events going on literally around the globe.
But I want to say thank you to you for getting involved and bringing us this awareness. You spoke about Father's Day. We should let our listeners know that this is the daughter of our very popular Pandit Sridhananda Sharma. And hope he's listening. Jai Sitaram Pandit, and to you and your wife. I want to say hello to you. Anything else you'd like to add in closing?
Oh, thank you. I just want to thank you so much for your generosity and your commitment to, increasing the awareness about the soil situation, and really just want to invite everybody to, just be aware and talk about soil and keep the conversation going so that we can have an impact because it affects all of us. It's all of our issue. And thank you so much, Richard.
Well, we would be, are you able to come out tomorrow?
Yes, let's connect on that.
Okay, good. We're making arrangements so that she would be a guest tomorrow on Caribbean Sunshine, which starts at 11 until 1. So somewhere during that time, she would be there, and again, bringing some more information so you can get a visual of some of the things that the movement is about. So please join me tomorrow for Caribbean Sunshine. You can catch it on all IPTV boxes, Roku, Jaru, Amazon Fire Stick, or simply log on to www.CaribbeanShowtime.com. I want to say thank you very much for chatting with us today, and we'll see you again tomorrow, God's willing.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime, my sister. And of course, we look forward to talking to her tomorrow. So please continue spreading the word. I want to send this one out to my brother Farouk of Farex Logistics. Brother Farouk came on board as a sponsor for our Salams Canada. He'd been wanting to do this for a while, and he finally got around to doing it. We are so grateful and happy that he did. But whenever I hear this song, I always think about him. This election, I should say. You know, as Muslims, we say Bismillah before we do anything. I begin in the name of Allah. And of course, he always speaks about his grandkids who love it so much. So today, as we play this one, we would like to dedicate it to the kids out there. Of course, Bismillah. In the name of God, we begin everything we do indeed. So whether you're getting up from bed, whether you're opening a door, whether you're turning on a light, it's a simple habit we have. And just wanted to remind you why you say it, okay?
Mom, why should we always say Bismillah?
Because when you say Bismillah, Allah is with you and put Baraka in all what you do.
Bismillah, 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 au nom d'Allah. Bismillah, Bismillah, in the name of Allah.
I wake up every morning, say God is the unique. I'm hungry, I wash my hands, but before say Bismillah.
I don't like children who say Bismillah.
Don't forget, never forget Bismillah. Don't forget, never forget Bismillah.
And when the night is dark, if you forget the dua of sleep, I would come in your dream when you forget Bismillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ
بالله
من
الشيطان الرجيم.
And when the night is deep, I say the dua of sleep. I read the night story, but before say Bismillah.
Before sleeping,
before
living,
before...
You're listening to Shabnam Radio. We say hello and welcome if you're just joining us. We are going until 4 o'clock, so do stay with us.
The 2022 Duck Curry Competition is in Cancun on July 28th to August 1st. Who is going? The Duck and the Curry going for sure, plus Raymond Ramnarine, Terry G., young upcoming dancer and singer Ariana, Randy Reckless, and the Reckless Tassa Group. The competition for the best tasting duck is in Cancun for 2022. For more info, call TravelSpan in Canada at 647-557-6200. That's 647-557-6200. In New York, call 212-243-0865. In Trinidad, call Amarils at 645-1604. And in Guyana, 227-1701, or visit us at TravelSpan.com.
West Indian Friends of Care invites you to the annual Family Fun Day 2022 on June the 11th at the Brampton Fairgrounds, 12942 Hartlake Road, Caledon. There'll be a corridor competition, car show, DJ Navidi Unstoppable, music by Toronto's very own Level Exodus featuring Randy B, and a huge lineup of entertainment. Admission is free. Parking is free. For more information, call Wayne, 416-568-5838. Remember, there'll be lots of food on sale, a cash bar, and a fun time for the entire family.
Ravi Sukhu's End to the Band with Brad presents the number one family event for Father's Day 2022. Sunday, June 19, all roads lead to 2701 Markham Road, Scarborough, for this magnificent concert. This show features the vocalist, Anil Beam, live from Trinidad. And N2's female superstar frontliner, Kavita Sukhu. It's an evening of Bollywood. The Sri Vindra Bangam, 2701 Markham Road, Scarborough. N2 with Brass. Yours truly, the Beam, Kavita Sukhu. Get those tickets now at M&A Puja Store in Scarborough and www.eventbrite.ca.
Jazz Supermarket in Brampton is the preferred place to shop for all your Caribbean grocery needs. You're guaranteed fresh fruits and vegetables as shipments arrive twice a week. Whether you're sending a barrel, money, or just need to find a certain ingredient to get that back home taste, Jazz Supermarket has it all. You can even stock up with poultry or meat from the halal meat counter, CDs, gift items, or fresh bread and pastries from the bakery. Caribbean jewelry and ready-made casual clothing now available. Come visit Jazz Supermarket, 9025 Torbram Road at the corner of Queen and Torbram in Brampton, where friendly service awaits you.
And now this breaking news just in. The famous Roti Roti Toonie Tuesday is back. That's right. You heard it here first. The $2 Toonie Tuesday is back at Roti Roti for limited time only. Check them out from this Tuesday for the Toonie Tuesdays at Roti Roti. Call or pick up 416-745-9208. Roti Roti, where no roti is made before it's time.
Team for Entertainment and Trust 99 Logistics present Arijit Singh live in concert. Saturday, June 11th at the First Ontario Centre, Hamilton. In association with Trust Expert, Autobahn, Roadlink, RPD24, Magnus Furniture, and G Media Group. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.ca or call 905-793-1234. Team 4 Entertainment presents Arijit Singh live in concert.
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center. Two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Life Auto Collision, a family-owned and operated auto body shop with over 35 years in the industry, specializing in collision repairs, painting and refinishing. At Life Auto Collision, they pride themselves on exceptional customer service and high-quality work guaranteed at affordable prices. Whether it's for a full-body repair, touch-ups, insurance claim, or lease returns, drop by at 266 Rutherford Road South, Unit 24, just off the 410 and Steeles in Brampton. Visit online www.lifeautobody.com. Call Andy or Krish at 416-629-0933.
And well, he's in town performing in Hamilton later this evening. And by the way, Anil Beam will be doing this one on the Father's Day, Bollywood meets Chutney, next weekend at the Mirage Banquet Hall.
जो तेरे इश्क में बहका पहले से ही क्या उसे बहकाना ओ ज़ालिमा ओ ज़ालिमा जो तेरी खातिर तड़पे पहले से ही क्या उसे तड़पाना ओ ज़ालिमा ओ ज़ालिमा जो तेरे इश्क में बहका पहले से ही क्या उसे बहकाना ओ ज़ालिमा ओ ज़ालिमा तू हो ऐसे दिल को क्या धड़काना ओ ज़ालिमा ओ ज़ालिमा जो तेरी खातिर तड़पे पहले से ही क्या उसे तड़पाना ओ ज़ालिमा
अरिजीत सिंह लाइव इन कॉन्सर्ट लेटर दिस इवनिंग. As we say hello to Hamilton, we say hello to Abdul and his family. Yeah, it's sister Shamila and Amir.
Caribbean Showtime TV to Shabnam Radio. You're in the company of one of the hardest working broadcasters in Toronto, Richard Aziz, on Shabnam Radio. Hey, I'm Shyam G, reminding you that coming up between 4 and 6 is TBZ, the Bollywood Zone. See you soon. Stay here on Shabnam Radio.
It's great weather. Don't let a little overcast cloud chase you away. Whatever you're doing, outdoor gardening maybe, stepping out to the groceries, be safe still. Watch your distance. And by the way, this evening we're looking forward to keeping you company. Our cameras will be there at the Brampton Fairground. I understand my buddy Carlos Mirage is heading out. Shabnam Radio on a Saturday, we are. How about this one? As we say hello to Wendy Macedo. Wendy, hope you're having a good day. Hope the drive was nice, taking out Justin. Hello to Sean, DJ Sean, who was on board the Masala TV boat ride. It was a fun time indeed. On behalf of Nikki and Gary Khan and the entire team, I want to say thank you to all those who came out. And let me say thank you to you, Gary Khan and Nicola. It was indeed a fun one indeed. I enjoyed myself totally. And partly again it was because of DJ Sean. Hey, Sean, you know I'm a big fan. Understand you'd be heading back home soon, so have a safe flight, my brother. I want to say hello to Beverly Holder, my friend. I call her the Babes. Of course, Locked On DJ Bad Lad. We know him as Ian Gould. Hey, Bev, what are you cooking for the boys? Hey, come and chip along with DJ Navi later at the Brampton Fairground. We're going to be playing music like this. Hey, Rupee on Shabdom Radio. Again, Roti Roti have a Tuni special on Tuesdays. Yes, you heard it right. $2. As I say, hello to my brother Lalman. Hey, grooving with you on a Saturday. Hey, DJ Riyadh would be playing for us on the 18th Father's Day. Big, big show coming into town. I used to be on a boat ride with DJ Sean and DJ Riyadh. That happened last week. Special birthday. A long, long time listener. Well, it's Destra. The sweet Destra. Hey, watch out for this summer. We have some big event to share with you. Big, 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 big. Nice event. There's one that I'm so excited about. It's very unusual. It's a blender. A blend of artists. Never been done before in Canada. Watch out. We'll tell you about that. Hey, we're going to get something for your dad, Mr. Balcoran, coming up soon, Mr. Samaru. But right now, we want to say happy birthday to Babsy. Hope you have a great Saturday and, of course, enjoy the music. Hey, don't forget the numbers. You can reach us 416-848-7772. 416-848-7772. You know, we have some names that go together like Sandra and Krish, Mala and Alim, Peter and Mina, Perth and Mina, Devika and Derry. Well, this is another name. Babsy and Ainul. Babsy and Ainul. Hey, we love you, Babsy and Ainul. We want to wish Babsy a happy birthday. Happy birthday greetings are going out to you from your loving husband, Ainul, and of course, wishing you Allah's choicest blessing. Of course, we here want to join with him in wishing you a happy, happy, happy birthday. I picked out this one for you. All right, next week, Saturday, y'all look and enjoy this one live and alive and alive, right? But you must get a ticket, right? Call now, 437-331-2387. Hey, you're listening to Richard Aziz on Shabnam Radio. Turn up the volume. If you want to dance it with Raja live next week at the Mirage Banquet Hall. Happy birthday, Babsy.
संगीत चुराऊंगी बचपन की मोहब्बत को दिल से न जुदा करना जब याद मेरी आए मिलने के दुआ करना बचपन की मोहब्बत को दिल से न जुदा करना जब याद मेरी आए मिलने के दुआ करना मिलने के दुआ करना.
Hey again, happy birthday Babsy, with lots of love coming to you from your loving husband Ainul, from all of us here at Shabnam Radio, wishing you a happy, happy birthday. Well, we have a selection to share with you right now. It's going out to Mr. Balkaran Samaru, who is recovering currently from some procedure at the Hamilton General Hospital. He should be back with us out next week, God's willing. And his loving son, you know, Brother Samaru, always, you know, that's a brother, Lalman Samaru, who always called and would be down at Cherry Beach, and he was waiting for a kidney transplant and all that. I believe he received that. But this gentleman, always optimistic, upbeat, and always sharing lots of love with us here in this program. So today, I want to say thank you, my brother, and always look forward to hearing from you. And, you know, always encouraging us here. Thank you very much. Today, he wanted to play a song for his father recovering. Well, he said we wanted an old song. Well, I think my brother Faruqi Baksh would also like this one. Hope you like this one, brother Faruqi. Hope all is well. Sister Shireen, assalamu alaikum. And let me just say, to the CIOG family here, listening, I wanted to say assalamu alaikum to you guys. All right. So hope all is well. And Kamala, at the Satya Jyoti, Jai Sita Raman, welcome. Welcome to you. My sister, Krish and Sandra. Sandra, my sister and my brother Krish, welcome to the program. And, Auntie Gloria, Uncle Ram, nice to know that you're always with us. I'm calling these names because, listen, I know you all would enjoy this next one. But we're sending it out especially. Hope he's listening to Mr. Balkaran Samaru from his son. And Pops, if you dare, listen, your son just wanted to say how much he loved you. I guess you know that. But he just wanted to express that for him here. Hope you have a better day and he loves you very much. Here we go. This one's for you. From the film Taj Mahal. On Shabnam Radio.
जो वादा किया वो निभाना पड़ेगा रोके जमाना चाहे रोके खुदाई तुमको आना पड़ेगा जो वादा किया वो निभाना पड़ेगा तरसती निगाहों ने आवाज दी है मोहब्बत की राहों ने आवाज दी है जाने हया जाने अदा छोड़ो तरसाना तुमको आना पड़ेगा जो वादा किया वो निभाना पड़ेगा
ये माना हमें जाते जाना पड़ेगा पर ये समझ लो तुमने जब भी पुकारा हमको आना पड़ेगा जो वादा किया वो निभाना पड़ेगा
पुकारे न टूटेंगे अब लहजो पैमा हमारे आ एक दूसरा जब दे सदा हो के दीवाना हमको आना पड़ेगा जो वादा किया वो निभाना पड़ेगा निभाना पड़ेगा.
Well, I hope you enjoy that one, and we continue to share some more greetings with you all. You're listening to 770 AM WTUR. My name is Richard Aziz, and I have a few greetings that I have to send out here for you. We did Babsi. We have to switch Sherry Farouk. Assalamu alaikum. And her uncle Afzal, who is in New York listening. I want to say welcome, uncle. And, of course, Sherry and her mom sending lots of love for you on your birthday, including the Ali family, Sally, and Sally's also listening. Wanted to wish you a very happy, let me just read this properly. Dearest Uncle Afzal, I wouldn't attempt his last name, in New York from the Farouk and the Ali family, including Sally, who is with him, now wishing him Allah's choicest blessing, and to let him know we love him very, very much indeed. Well, I have a song here for you today. We'll try to get you another one, but I want to first start off your birthday celebration with this one. Okay, and I know Sally would enjoy this one also. So do stay with us as we continue to keep you company. Happy, happy birthday from the entire Ali family. Of course, Sherry Farouk and Mommy listening in, and want to wish you Allah's choicest blessing. Happy birthday. No, I think. Wait, you know, I have to find this one. So, apologize for that, but I want to make it sure I get the right one. So, take a short commercial break and come back. Okay, Uncle, stand by. It's worth the wait, trust me. Travel Span, those of you looking for a vacation and a lime at the same time, you must check this one out.
Janam janam ka saath hai tumhara hamara.
Bollywood on the Beach is a family and friends event with Bollywood Entertainment. July 14th to the 18th, enjoy a 5 days and 4 nights all-inclusive vacation with your family and friends and your culture. Performers from India, Pakistan, Trinidad and Guyana will be live at the resorts with your favorite Bollywood songs. In Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. Stay in the family section or in the adults-only section and enjoy over 12 restaurants, 11 bars, 7 pools, play areas, spas, and exclusive beach area. Your all-inclusive Bollywood on the Beach vacation is from $1,095 per person, which includes your airfare, transfer, hotel, and all you can eat and drink. Make it a family and friends reunion in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. Flights available from all U.S. cities, Canada, Trinidad, and Guyana. Call TravelSpan at in Canada 647-557-6200. Family and friends in the USA can call 212-243-0865. In Trinidad, call Amrals at 645-1604, and in Guyana 227-1701, or visit us at TravelSpan.com.
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Well, here we go with that special greeting going out to Afzal out in New York. Happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday, Uncle.
Live on.
वाले और प्यार नहीं मिलता, आंखों में किसी की वफा का इकरार नहीं मिलता। महफिल महफिल जा देखा, हर दिल में समा कर देखा, हर साज पे गा कर देखा, दिल को कहीं चैन न मिला, अरे दिल को कहीं चैन न मिला, मैं तो दुनिया में प्यारे अकेला ही रहा। लाखों है यहाँ दिल वाले और प्यार नहीं मिलता, आंखों में किसी की वफा का इकरार नहीं मिलता।
Mahendra Kapoor, as we celebrate your birthday.
हम हो जाएं, कह दो हमें आज हंस के जरा, अरे कह दो हमें हंस के जरा, आज जो कुछ भी दिल ने तुम्हारे है कहा। लाखों है यहाँ दिल वाले और प्यार नहीं मिलता, आंखों में किसी की वफा का इकरार
Well, Uncle Afzal, another one for you. Happy birthday.
Jaane kahan gaye wo din, kehte the teri raah mein, nazron ko hum bichhayenge. जाने कहाँ गए वो दिन, कहते थे तेरी राह में नजरों को हम बिछाएंगे, चाहे कहीं भी तुम रहो, चाहेंगे तुमको उम्र भर, तुमको न भूल पाएंगे। कदम जहाँ पड़े सजदे किए थे यार ने, मेरे कदम जहाँ पड़े सजदे किए थे यार ने, मुझको रुला रुला दिया जाती हुई बहार ने। जाने कहाँ गए वो दिन, कहते थे तेरी राह में नजरों को हम बिछाएंगे, चाहे कहीं भी तुम रहो, चाहेंगे तुमको उम्र भर, तुमको न भूल पाएंगे।
Thank you.
दिन भी अंधेरी रात है अपनी नजर में आजकल, दिन भी अंधेरी रात है, साया ही अपने साथ था, साया ही अपने साथ है, जाने कहां गए वो दिन, कैसे थे तेरी राह में, नजरों को हम बिछाएंगे।
I want to extend to Sheikh of Sheikh Halal Farms a blessed day indeed. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. And don't forget, you could catch him at 16 Steinway Boulevard. That's 27 and Steeles. And they open today until 6 o'clock, okay? On Tuesdays and Saturdays, they are open. So check them out if you're looking for a fresh, hand-slaughtered duck, the Muscovy indeed. The biggest supplier of duck in all of Canada when it comes to the Muscovy. Most of the Chinese and the grocery store, they get it from Sheikh Halal. Now they have Sabiha Halal chicken also, and it's doing really, really well. They got their lamb, the goat, and for Qurbani, you can check them all out too, okay? Again, Sheikh Halal Farms extending to one and all a blessed weekend and be safe out there. Well, we continue. Those of you driving, we understand, two of our dear listeners heading out to Innisfil and enjoying the program. Well, hope you like the oldies because we're going to go into some older selections right now. And I want to hear from you guys. Listen, the telephone number you can text because more people texting than they are and WhatsApping than calling for. So the phone number to WhatsApp or text me, it's 416-832-7293. 416-832-7293. And you feel free to drop us a line. Right now, I want to go into some oldies. Today, as every year, during this time, month of June, on the 13th of June, my father, the late Abdul Aziz, would have celebrated his birthday. Well, we like to commemorate his birth anniversary, especially I like to go out. You see, he was an avid hunter. And, you know, we connect with nature, and it's one of the things that I've loved about him, and maybe I got that in my genes. So on Monday would be his birthday, so I always try to take some time off and go, as I call it, in the bush. So I would tell Wendy we have to go up to the bush for a drive and, you know, try to do something outdoor. And a couple of years ago, I remember went out with Dr. D. It was raining, we couldn't do much, but just hanging out with him, going to one of these parks and enjoying the weather, having a coffee and something to eat. But hoping that this time again we'd continue going out and make a little cook and hang out and spend some time and reflect on my father, the late Abdul Aziz. Now I want to tell you this. I mean, I mentioned this before. My music knowledge or education with music or the love of Indian music and all that, it came from my father who would listen, he would stack up about six LP records and they would just drop and drop and play. And they were from films that I'd never seen in my life. But I would know them by Jubaura, Babul, Andaz, Dulari, Nagin, the old films. So those were regularly played at our home. And sometimes if I had to get a favor or beg daddy to go out, sometimes I would have to, you know, put on music because I wasn't allowed to do any house.